Good morning, listeners. We are continuing with the series, Lessons for Life from the Book of Daniel. This morning, we're looking at the topic, When You Walk Through the Fire. Last week, we examined the confrontation between Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and King Nebuchadnezzar when in rage he summoned them into his presence on hearing of their refusal to bow down to the golden image that he had set up or to worship his gods. He threatened them with a fiery death in a furnace that was heated 7 times hotter than normal. With otherworldly calmness and respect, they told him in no uncertain terms, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want you to know, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Daniel 3, 16 to 18. In verse 19 to 23, the king's response is described and the action that he took as a result. Nebuchadnezzar was so furious with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Then he ordered some of the strongest men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and throw them into the blazing furnace. So they tied them up and threw them into the furnace, fully dressed in their pants, turbans, robes, and other garments. And because the king, in his anger, had demanded such a hot fire in the furnace, the flames killed the soldiers and they threw the 3 men in. So Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, securely tied, fell into the roaring flames. These 3 Hebrew young men were so totally sold out to their God that they were prepared for anything. Our sovereign God does as he pleases. In this case, he decided to intervene in miraculous ways because he is a promise keeper, miracle worker, and light in the darkness. In Isaiah 43 verse 2, he states, When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, nor shall the flame scorch you. The faith of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego activated this promise of God. Hebrews 11:34 bears witness of this, where the writer said, in direct reference to the miracle of their preservation in the fire furnace, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had backed Nebuchadnezzar in a corner. The king commanded the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than it normally was. The fire was so hot, the king lost some of the soldiers who had bound and tossed the women into the fire. The king had no time to think about them or notice them, however, because he was suddenly dumbfounded. Then the king, Nebuchadnezzar, was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire? They answered and said to him, True, king. He answered and said, But I see 4 men unbound walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not burnt, they are not hurt. And the appearance of the 4th is like a son of the gods. Verse 24 to 25. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were no longer bound, but were walking about in the flames, joined by a 4th figure, an angel, or the pre-incarnate Christ himself. The king asks the young men to leave the flames, verse 26. They complied and came out, and to even great astonishment, they suffered no harm. God preserved them in the fire. So much so that the Bible tells that not even a hair was singed and they didn't even smell of smoke. When God delivers, he does a complete job. Nebuchadnezzar praised their God in verse 28. Though he was not converted here, he was admitting that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's God was a true God. This is a great reminder that when the lost world watches Christ's followers by faith go through the fires of life with courage, fearlessness, and faith, they see the reality of God and his work in our lives. The challenges of life provide opportunities for us to do what Jesus commands in Matthew 5 and verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. The king declared the three friends as being under his protection and exalted their God and elevated them. Verse 29 to 30. Very often, the pathway through the furnace is a pathway of promotion. If not here on earth, we know that God has a way of using suffering to bring his children to glory. That is why the Apostle Paul declared, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us." Romans 8 verse 18. We must be courageous, fearless, and unyielding in our faith. God used the occasion that could have been a tragedy to demonstrate his sovereignty and omnipotence. That he is a God of miracles was left in no doubt. Several miracles were evident. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego should have died immediately, just like the soldiers who threw them into the flames. But they didn't. That was a miracle. The only thing that was burnt was the cords or the ropes that bound the men. Another miracle. There was a fourth man in the fire. Undoubtedly, the pre-incarnate Christ himself. Another miracle. They walked out of the furnace. It should be noted that they were cast into the furnace, which is usually a pit dug out in the ground. The fact that they walked out suggests that the level of the furnace rose to ground level. Another miracle. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't smell of smoke, the most common effect of being near a fire or in a fire. Another miracle. What are the lessons for us from this moving account of God's miraculous intervention on behalf of his trusting servants? One, God may not deliver us from the fires, the traumatic situations, the dangers, or the trials that we will encounter on our journey. What we have is the assurance that he will be with us in them. Two, God honors the faith of his servants. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego affirm their faith in the confrontation with the king. When we encounter our fiery furnaces, we must likewise affirm our faith and not lose heart. Our God is a miracle-working God. He shows up in time, on time, and he has the power to quench the fierceness of fire. Thirdly, when we maintain our commitment, God is glorified. Our faith will demonstrate to a watching world that our God reigns supremely, and then we will have the opportunity to bring him glory. The Apostle Peter said, "But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Do it with gentleness and respect." The three Hebrew young men, with respect and honor, defied the greatest monarch on earth, and as a result, witnessed the power and sovereignty of God at work on their behalf. Not only King Nebuchadnezzar was impacted, but the entire gathering of all those officials on the plain of Dura were impacted by the faith of these young men. Your faith can have a powerful witness. Next week, pride goes before destruction and the Holy Spirit before a fall.